You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of
Today,
Brevard.
On the Word of Truth Revealed.
We know he has strategy, but Isaiah said, no weapon formed against you, no strategy formed will prosper. You know why? Because he's giving you the shield of faith. Hallelujah. And when you lift it up and the Son of God's brilliance hit it, it should blind your enemies in the midst of you. That's why the weapon formed won't prosper, because you can't form the strategy. God is cutting off the head of your strategy. The strategy against, I'm talking about to the devil, he's cutting off the head of your strategies.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Developing Greater Productivity in Life. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Psalm 31, verses 19 through 20.
There's an expansion going on from your inside of your thought life. And if it can happen in your thoughts, your words will change. And if your words can change, it's going to expand the way you move, because it's going to impact your life and you will walk in greater productivity. From the message today, developing greater productivity in life. Developing greater productivity in life. If you're with Jesus, he is already preordained for you to be successful and to be bigger and better than what you're manifesting right now. I pray that as I minister, that you would receive the word of the Lord and grow in the things of God. Father, I give you praise for thinking through my mind and speaking through these lips of marred clay as an oracle. But where there is no vision, the people perish. Where there's no revealer of truth, the people perish. Where there's no bigger thought life, the people perish. Where there is no comprehensive plan, the people perish. Thank you for revealing the plan, giving us bigger thoughts, expanding our capacity, even by your Spirit. For no eye hath seen, no ear hath heard, neither has it entered into the hearts of men the good things that you have bestowed upon them that love you. But you have revealed it, unveiled it, even by your Spirit to us. Encourage every heart. Bind every devil. We get the growth and you get the glory. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Glory to God in the highest. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill to all men. I'm fascinated with Psalm 31. I've never ministered from this passage in all 30 years of ministry. How great is your goodness? How great, how great, how great is our God? But the psalmist specifically talks about the goodness of the Lord. That's the tangible works of God. A lot of times life wants you to focus on what you don't have and what didn't happen for you and offenses that are taking place. But think about the goodness of the Lord. Think about it, that you're still here. One of our members just passed away, Debbie Williams. She worked with us in Bright. She worked with Fred Douglas in the financial piece. Many of you may not know her. I have to bury her. She passed away on Thursday night around 9 p.m. She had a severe case of cancer and believed that God would deliver her, and so did I. She believed it all the way to the end. If you're alive today, especially if sickness has struck your body and you survived it, it means you have your hands on the tangible goodness of the Lord. If you've ever been attacked by the enemy in any way and you survived it, you have something to give God praise for. If a target has been placed on your back, knowingly or unknowingly, and you survived it, you see in your life the goodness of the Lord. in the land of the living, and God deserves praise for preserving our lives and taking care of our families and healing our finances after the mistakes we've made. God is still worthy of our praise. He saved us. He's healing us even now. He's doing what no other power can do, and we ought to give him the glory. He's a wonderful God. I don't know what I'm doing here, but I know I feel a praise in my soul. I feel a praise in my soul for the goodness of the Lord. Come on, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. The psalmist says, great is your goodness. It's not minuscule or small. Focus on the great goodness of the Lord. The great goodness. If you're over 40 years old, you ought to give him praise. If you're over 60 years old, you should be praising him more. If you're 70 and above, you should be kicking it, girl. Because God is good all the time. And all the time. God is good. I know the enemy is coming against you like a flood, but we're not focusing in on that. We're focusing on the great goodness of God. And whatever he starts, he's well able to complete. Bridget Waters was walking on the job and slipped and fell down some stairs face first. You're not supposed to be here. You're not supposed to be here. But God preserved her life. Gave her another chance. We ought to give God praise. Face first. But the goodness of the Lord is in the land of the living. God is good all the time. Come on, praise him for the thousand things that had to happen to make sure you came to church safely this morning. The great goodness of the Lord. We give you glory. We give you praise. We thank you. We bless your holy name. The psalmist goes on to say, give me more monitor. The psalmist goes on to say, but great is your goodness. He said he stored it up. Look at the text. He stored it up for those who reverently fear him. If you fear the Lord, the goodness is stored up for you. In other words, he has warehouses of goodness that he wants to release in your life. All you have to do is fear him. Give him reverence. The word fear here doesn't mean you're afraid of him. It means you respect him highly. Say, I respect the Lord highly. If you respect him highly, he's storing up goodness in vaults for you. Things that you haven't seen manifested. It's stored up. He's packing it up. You ever wonder if anyone see the good things that you do? They always like to focus on the negative. But God knows the good things you do. He hasn't forgotten about it. You don't have to pass business cards and try to get people to see you. Just continue to stay consistent in the Lord. Because if you fear him, he's storing up goodness for you. The Bible says he's restored it in the sight of men. In other words, the people around you, especially those who marginalize you or felt like you would never become successful, they're going to see the goodness as well. He's going to allow them. Notice what the scripture says. He prepares a table before you in the presence of your conflicts and in the midst of your enemies. They will see you rise. Surely goodness and mercy, here it is again, shall follow me all of the. It's visible. Not only is the table that God prepared for you visible, but the goodness of the Lord is visible to those who doubted that God was going to use you or work in your life in a deeper capacity. In the shelter of your presence, you hide them. Everybody want to know what the secret place of the Most High is? It's in the presence of the Lord. He hides us from trouble. I thought about David, man, being in a cave. He's in the cave, in the back of a cave, with 400 men. King Saul comes into the same cave. His arch enemy comes into the same cave and doesn't know his enemy, the one he's trying to kill, is in the back. It's dark. Sometimes God allows you to go into a dark spot, not to make you dark or to put you in some type of isolation. He's really hiding you. He's hiding the man. He's hiding his anointed one. Then the scripture says he caused the deep sleep to fall upon David's enemies. So much so that David was able to walk over all of them like this here. Get to the king and cut off his skirt as a sign that I could have killed you, but I'm not going to do it. Back out and go and get in his place. The king is aroused, gets up, walks out. As he's walking out, he goes up a hill. David then comes out and calls his name. He looks and says, you were in the same cave that I was in? What? Look, sir, here's a portion of your garment. I could have struck you down, but I didn't. Let God judge between me and you. And Saul was able to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. God is going to allow some people who want to destroy you to see you rise right up. Just like this. And become what that city that sits on the hill that cannot be hidden. Thank you, Lord. He's going to save you from the intrigues of men, the schemes of the devil. In your dwelling, you keep them safe and sound. No eye has seen. No ear has heard. I want to do a confession of faith this morning because your confession is so important. I used to do confessions of faith 15 years ago all of the time, every Sunday. I kind of pulled back on it, but I want to do it again today because I think it's important. And as you confess with me this confession of faith, I want you to confess the word of God in your private time. Sometimes when you do things repeatedly in church, people get so accustomed to it, it doesn't have meaning. Thank you, Lord. Here's the confession of faith. Repeat after me. This is my Bible. I need everybody to say it. This is my Bible. It is the word of God. It is God speaking to me. I can do what it says I can do. I am all it says that I am. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. My mind is accessible. I am quick, sharp, and receptive to the word of God. I can't quit. There's too much life in me. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. That's a confession of faith that we did 15 years ago. 20 years ago, every Sunday. I think it's important to resurrect that here in the ministry because God wants us to start speaking out loud his word. Faith comes by hearing. Say, faith comes by hearing. Not just hearing the preacher, because how can you hear without the preacher? But you need to say it after the preacher says it. Echo it. Keep confessing it. Come on, Creflo. Confess it. And if you confess it, you will walk in it. I'm saying that God wants us to walk in a greater capacity, greater productivity. In prayer, the Lord spoke to me that he would begin to visit us with creative ideas. He says, I'm going to visit my people with creative ideas. Why would he visit us with creative ideas? Because creative ideas increase productivity. your greater or your creative ideas will increase your productivity. So what is God up to? As I read the passages to you today, no eye has seen, no ear has heard what he really intends to do in your life. It's really beyond comprehension. God in this passage is trying to create a spiritual environment for increase in productivity that will sustain the growth that he's trying to get us to do, to engage in or to experience, and the development that he has programmed within our DNA. He wants us to create a spiritual environment for the growth and increase in the development that he's intended for us to experience. I always say that our people come before facilities. God wants his people to be built up. He wants his people to be steadfast, immovable, always, look at that word, abounding, always increasing, always experiencing a greater productivity. Thank you, Lord. And if you're good, God wants you to be gooder. If you're best, he wants you to be bestest. Let me help you. If you're good, he wants you to go into greatness. Thank you, Lord. Yolanda, he wants you to be a great woman, not just a good woman. Great. Miss Barbette, he wants you to step into greatness. That's greatness. Glory to God. As you work with children, he wants you to be great as you work with them, not just good. Amen. Good is enemy to great. Some of us have settled for the brass when he wants to exchange it for the gold. Thank you, Lord. Solomon made sure that his armor bearers, those that protected him, had gold shields. After his death, one of his sons stripped the gold off and said, I want the gold for myself, and he created brass shields. This is a person who loves mediocrity. He settled for mediocrity when God wanted him to have the bestest. And people right now stripping away the gold. Got the full look of maturity, but strip away the gold and settling for the brass. Want to look good before people. Everybody's taking photos and everybody's doing this kind of thing, and we can even make our images look like we came out of a photo, a studio. But inside there's no stature, no growth. There's no expansion of the mind. The spirit is not soaring. Your spirit wasn't designed to walk. You were designed to walk. Your spirit was designed to fly. Come on, Teresa. Your spirit was designed to fly, Teresa. Not walk in the earth. You walk. But your spirit is designed to soar. Don't let nobody, nothing pull it down. Thank you, Jesus. Get the glory off the floor, man. It's not designed to rest on the floor. Fog is on the floor. Keep the glory above your head. Lift him up. Can somebody say amen? Amen. Glory to God. A greater productivity. This is what he's saying to the four corners of this ministry and its influence in the region. A greater productivity in life. At the end of this year, we should see greater marching behind us. Thank you, Lord. I need to preach that. We need to come against the spirit of mediocrity. I can see brass. It shines, but not brightly. It's a dullness. When God wants us to have the gold, hallelujah, and when Solomon's armor bearers would stand in the sun and lift up their shields, because it was gold, the reflection would blind the enemy. Glory to God. There's some things the enemy shouldn't even be able to get close to. He shouldn't even be able to get close to our heart, close to that which is close to us, close to our vital organs, because when we lift up our gold shields, it should blind him. We know he has strategy, but Isaiah said, no weapon formed against you, no strategy formed will prosper. You know why? Because he's giving you the shield of faith. Hallelujah. And when you lift it up and the Son of God's brilliance hit it, it should blind your enemies in the midst of you. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. That's why the weapon formed won't prosper, because you can't form the strategy. God is cutting off the head of your strategy. The strategy against, I'm talking about to the devil. He's cutting off the head of your strategies. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You probably use the words productivity and efficiency interchangeably. Productivity and efficiency. But I believe there's a difference between the two. You ever stop to think about what these two terms mean, productivity and efficiency? Productivity refers, write it down, to quality. To actually quality of work. The quality of what we produce. That's productivity. I'm sorry, the quantity of what we produce. Not quality. The quantity. Productivity refers to the quantity of what we produce. How much are we producing? How many souls are being saved yearly? How many people are we influencing? How many children, productivity, how many children are we reaching? How many people are being baptized in the name of the Father and in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name or under his authority? That's productivity. How many people are becoming supporters of the work and partners in the ministry? Productivity. What is our expansion? What does our expansion look like? As a church body. How much influence do you have in moving the ball down the field, especially through the red zone? Productivity. How many touchdowns did we get? How many tackles did we get? How many goals did we reach? Productivity. How many new songs did we introduce? Not just the same old thing, but how many new songs? I was singing to him a new song. Thank you, God. How many people are joining the praise ministry? How many people are going through assimilation and sticking and not leaving and visiting other churches? Productivity. Quantity. We need it both. Efficiency refers to quality of life. Quality. Now, in terms of having one or the other, I would rather have quality than quantity. But I want to change that for this message. God wants us to have both. God wants us to have both. Let me say it again. God wants us to have both productivity and efficiency. He wants us to have quantity and quality. Your quality, you shouldn't have so much quantity that you can't quantify. You can't manage it. Some people want more, but they can't handle, they don't have the capacity for more. They get more, it spoils. God wants us to have quality and quantity. And if you have a lot or an abundance, you should be able to manage what God gives you. In other words, if you have a 2-bedroom and you keep it clean, maybe you should be able to add a 3rd bedroom. But if you have a 2-bedroom and it's hard for you to manage the 2-bed, why would you want someone to bless you with a 5? It doesn't make sense. Why would you be looking beyond the 2 to the 5 and you haven't managed the 2? But if you're faithful over a few things, here's productivity. I will make you ruler over many. Here's efficiency. I'm going to make sure you're you bring quality. You bring quality to your quantity.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For an MP3 of today's message, Developing Greater Productivity in Life, log on to our website at www.truthrevealed.org and download reference number 2304-2308. That's reference number 2304-2308.
The newest edition of Revealed Magazine is now available on our website, truthrevealed.org, where you can download a copy for yourself or someone. You can flip through the mobile app magazine pages or purchase a hard copy for $3 at the communication and promotion counter.
The city of Palm Bay will host a National Day of Prayer event on Thursday, May 4th, in the courtyard at Palm Bay City Hall at 120 Malabar Road. This event will kick off at noon, with official proceedings lasting until 1 o'clock p.m. Residents and visitors of all faiths are welcome to participate. The theme of the 2023 National Day of Prayer is Pray Fervently in Righteousness and Avail Much.
Ladies, join Pastor Sabrina for Women's Sunday School at 10 a.m. in the sanctuary to sharpen your picture of the Word of God while exploring the Old Testament survey.
Parents, mark your calendar for Vacation Bible School 2023, scheduled for Monday, July 17th through Friday, July 21st. Email bbs@truthrevealed.org for more information. New members classes are still in session. Email connect@truthrevealed.org to get started.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.
You see deliverance.